Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
We know about the Oscars, the Golden Globes, the Logies and the Arias, but have you ever heard of the Webby Awards? Well, it's the internet's highest honour. The world of social media is growing every day explosively, and there's also such a heap of competition. YouthWorks website, fervor.net, beat sites run by companies like CNN and PBS to win the religion and spirituality category. The website publishes daily articles, reviews and videos for teenagers with the hope they'll connect with the young people of today. It's a great website and it's a great win. The Executive Director of Media at YouthWorks, Marshall Ballantyne-Jones, joins us to share the good news. Marshall, congratulations.
Oh, thanks very much.
It truly is good news, mate.
It's exciting.
Yeah. I briefly touched on the content. What makes Fervor so good, do you think?
Fervor is good because our content and our quality is world class.
And that's been an intentional thing. So what I often refer to as the era of studied Christian dagginess doesn't cut the mustard.
Fervor is a very small operation within YouthWorks. Our team is about half a dozen part-timers. They are all very, very excellent at what they do, and they work very, very hard at making sure that Fervor reaches all its goals and meets the needs of its users in a way which is accessible and high quality. And when the Webby Award people saw Fervor, their jaws dropped and they said, this is an excellent website.
Great stuff. So give us a snapshot of the range of stuff that you do in case people haven't seen it, and I hope after tonight you get lots more hits on Fervor.
Well, Fervor primarily is a web-based ministry for Christian youth. And it's full of resources, mainly articles, reviews, videos, and other sorts of links designed to help Christian teenagers think Christianly and engage with their world and own their Christian faith and otherwise be encouraged and proud of being a Christian teenager in a world which is often very hostile and very difficult to be Christian at that age.
How long has it been going and what was the vision at the start of it?
It's about 5 years old. Originally, it was designed to be a sort of safe haven for Christian teenage social networking. And it's had a few life cycles and looks over the years. But when Facebook came along, it sort of put to death our grand vision and goals of being a social networking location because we simply couldn't keep up. So we focused about 18 months ago very specifically to content and biblical content for Christian teenagers. And we sort of limited it to the age group of about 13 through to 18. And since then, it's just been getting more and more popular because it's sharper in its relevance.
How did the churches initially grasp this idea or not?
The churches were, to start with, a little bit ignorant of it. And we had to do a bit of a campaign just to get the phrase fervor out there. It's not spelt as it sounds. It's F-E-R-V-R. But yeah, it's a play on the idea of energy, yep, which typifies the age group. And, you know, it's actually taken a fair bit to land amongst the mainstream churches as a relevant place for their ministries. So last year we were an honoree for the Webbies. That meant we made the top 10% of entrants, and that was alone a reason to get a bit of promotion, and that helped. But this year when we became a finalist, we sent out a lot of press releases and did a lot of hard work to try and increase our presence on the web and amongst churches, and that's really been where it's starting to take off.
You should tell us about the competition that you're up against in these Webby Awards.
Well, we understand there's over 10,000 entrants into this from all around the world, and there's about 70 categories. Our category was religion and spirituality, and in our category we're up against CNN and PBS, yep, you know, media giants, and we were the only Christian entrant and the only evangelical, biblical-based Christian entrant. So it's sort of extraordinary that a small team of half a dozen beat them.
Bravo.
But, you know, it's also an enormous blessing and privilege and also a validation that our guys are working hard for what they're trying to achieve, which is making this really work for young teenagers.
Great stuff. Tell us about the acceptance speech.
Well, the Webbies have a tradition that acceptance speeches can go for no longer than 5 words. So we knew we had 5 words to choose in about 2 weeks after the announcement, and we sent out a petition to all our followers to see if we can come up with the best 5-word speech. And a minister from down Wollongong named Sandy Grant came up with a pretty clever one, which was, "Jesus nailed it for us."
5 words and less than 140 characters.
Yes, well, you did that. You did your maths, I see.
Yeah, that's right. So what's been the response of your target audience, the 13 to 18-year-olds who get this?
Well, our current users were ecstatic that something they use became so popular. But one way or another, we've had a great increase in traffic from around the world, particularly from America. And that's been one of our long-term visions, to reach more and more Christian youth around the world with our content. So as soon as this made some media headlines in America, more headlines there than here.
Yeah, that'd be right.
Because it seems the Australian media and Christian outlets haven't realised that this truly is the Oscars of the internet. And
which is why we have you here on Open House.
Which is, we're very grateful for it. But we've doubled our traffic in a month. And that's just telling us that people are really keen to see what's on there, and they're coming back. They're responding to articles. We're certainly getting a really, really good response from teenagers with the new content.
We seek to be on the absolute cutting edge of new media and social media here on Open House. But for those people who might not get the rate of change, the largeness of the change, how would you describe it?
People today, and particularly young people today, live on the internet. Their friendship networks are on the internet. They talk to each other on the internet, be it Facebook, Twitter, or other means. And so it's really, really important that if we're going to take the gospel to the nations, we go where they are, which in this case is in the internet world. And that's what Ferv's really worked hard at doing, is not just providing brilliant content for our target audience on the web page, but also using Facebook and Twitter and other means to network them, reach them, and mobilize them and encourage them.
An important part of an online experience today with these kind of websites is not only that we shove all this stuff out to you, but we listen to you. It's a participatory thing. Two ways, isn't it?
It's one of our goals, and we've been succeeding so far, and we've got a long way to go to improve. And that is to listen to our audience, get their feedback, and respond. And so social media makes that very, very easy, because they can respond to our Facebook page, they can respond to our Twitter signals, and of course they can even comment on articles within the Ferv website. So we're hearing from them, and that enables us to meet their needs.
How much of a role does good design play in this? I mean, I think if Steve Jobs taught the world anything, and he taught us lots, it's the importance of having a beautiful thing.
From the Webby's perspective, design is everything, and they've given us recognition that our website is very well designed. Its usability and its relevance, its excellence in production, originality, its user focus, those sorts of things really stand out. And so, I mean, for the accolade purpose, that's great, but we don't do what we do so we get accolades.
No.
Design for us means reaching our target audience as best we can. And I think this little Webby Award just validates that we're on the right track. And it's really encouraged us to keep doing what we're doing.
And why do you want to reach them?
Well, because Christian teenagers need to know about Jesus, and they need to know how to live for him. Jesus isn't 2,000 years old and dead and buried. He's alive today, as he was when the first Easter happened. And so we've got this great message that needs to go to wherever the kids are today. And so that's why our production excellence and what we do really matters, because it maximizes our ministry.
I love seeing it. And I think it's a great credit to you and your team, because it's such a team, but such a small team. That's the miracle of it all. All power to you as you continue to put out this great stuff in the future. Marshall Ballantyne-Jones, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lee.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.